So we have been discussing this verse for the last 2 days. Tyagina. Partially I have already explained. Tag. Renounce. There is some natural tendency also for renouncing. When one gets to the topmost of material opulence, immediately there is a tendency for renunciation. This hippie movement is like that. They have got a good qualification that they have renounced this materialistic way of life. There are two kinds of tendencies. One is bhoga and one is tyaga. Bhoga means enjoyment, sense enjoyment. And tyaga means to give up this material world, but without guidance, one does not know how to renounce this material world. That is called tyaga. Bhoga and tyaga. Two kinds of tendencies are going on in this material world. First of all, they want to enjoy. And when they are frustrated in enjoyment, then there is renouncement. Again, when they are tired of renouncement, again enjoyment. That's like a clock pendulum. This side and that side. Tap, 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 tap. Similarly, we are oscillating. Sometimes in the platform of enjoyment and sometimes on the platform of renouncement. Two things are there in this material. The karmis, they are trying to enjoy this world. Whole day and night, that expressway, all the stress and curse are going on. So. Boom. Having that. First class. The hippies, they don't want to do anything. Both sides are there in your country. Bhoga and tyaga. But in neither of the paths you will be happy. Because that is not your proper position. You cannot enjoy or you cannot renounce. Actually, the whole thing belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to anyone. Whatever you have got in possession, that is Krishna's property. Ishavasam idam sadvam. Everything. You try to understand the trees, the plants, the water, the land. Have you produced it? Then how do you claim that it is your land, it is your country, it is your water, it is your tree? That is your wrong position. And similarly, tyaga, renouncement, what can you renounce? What you have? What is the meaning of renouncement? You have nothing. You came here in this world from the womb of your mother empty-handed, a child. Then you falsely claim, this is my country, this is my home, this is my wife, this is my children, this is my property, this is my bank balance, this is my skyscraper building. All these false. Because you did not worthy. You came empty-handed, and when you go empty-handed. The things are there, the bank balance is there, the building is there. You cannot take anything. So what is the meaning of bhoga and tyag? There is no meaning. You are neither able to enjoy because it is not your property. If you want to enjoy other's property, then you will be implicated in criminal offenses. And if you say other's property, I renounce this bank. I renounce this Bank of America. When did it belong to you that you are making renouncement? It is all lunacy. Then what to do? That is direction given by Krishna. Sarvadhanman paritajyamami tam saranam maja. We have created different types of religion on the basis of these bhoga and tyag. So you give up all them. Then mami tam saranam maja. You surrender unto me. Because you cannot enjoy nor make any renounces. But here it is said tapasya, tyagena. By renouncing. Renouncing means that you are falsely possessing. So you give it to Krishna, the original Prabhupada. That's right. $100 note a child has taken from the father. The child does not know how to use that $100 note, but he will not give it to the father. No, I shall not give. Father is begging, oh my dear child, you are so nice. Kindly give it to me. Actually, the note belongs to the father. But because his child is innocent, ignorant, he does not know. Therefore, Krishna says, Dadasija, Kurushatatmadatma. Dana, this tyag, you renounce this word for me. You renounce your wealth, your property for me. The same thing. Everything belongs to Krishna. He is not a beggar, but he is patting the child. Oh, you are very good boy. Kindly give it to him. Very good. Krishna is so kind. Because, the same example, the child does not know how to utilize that $100 note. He is simply spoiled. The best thing is to give it over, hand it over to the father. He knows how to use it. It is his property. Similarly, this tyagena means to practice, to give everything to Krishna. Everything. Tyagena. Samena dhamena. Tyagena. This is the different stage of elevating yourself to Krishna consciousness. Tapasā brahmacarjena samena dhamena cha tyagena satta saucabhyam. Satta means truthfulness. One should know what is truth, ultimate truth, absolute truth. We are concerned with relative truths. But we have to know the absolute truth. Just in the Bhagavad, Vyasadeva is offering his respect, obeisance. Satyam param dhīmi. I offer my respect to the supreme truth, not to the related truth. We are concerned with the related truth, categorical truth, not the samambona. Saucabhyam. Cleanliness. This is also required. Cleanliness. You should take bath twice, thrice, at least once. That is the hygiene. Vajsa bhandaram suchi. One should be clean. Bahya means externally and abhantaram internally. Externally, you take soap, water, soda and cleanse yourself, body. Take bath, cleanse, keep your clothing very clean. Unclean habit will not help you. Unclean habit. Cleanliness is godliness. Truthfulness, these are the qualities of Brahman. Satta sama dama pritikya ajava asikam jnanam vijnanam brahma karma sabhavajam. Those who are Brahmins, they must be qualified with all these symptoms. Satyam, these satyam. Truthful. How truthful? Even before your enemies, you disclose everything. That's truthful. That is the description of Acharya. You want to disclose everything, hide. But truthfulness means even to an enemy, you should be truthful. Satyam samam, this samam, controlling the mind, damam, controlling the senses. Satya samam damam, shaucham, cleanliness. Ajavam, simplicity. No duplicity, simplicity. Ajavam, asikam, faith in Vedas. That is called asikam. That's like Bhagavad Gita, part of Vedas. Here Krishna says, I am the Supreme Lord. So you have to accept Him by faith. This is called Astikam. Astikam Jnanam. Not foolishly, but with knowledge, full knowledge. And Vijnanam, practical application in life. Brahma karma sabhavajam, this is the natural symptoms of a Brahmin. So, you are all initiated to become Brahmin. You have become Brahmin. Don't become false Brahmin. Real Brahmin. It is not by birth. It is by education, by practice, by knowledge. So we are offering the sacred thread to the Americans and Europeans in the Western country and some of our Indian contemporaries. They are not very happy with my answer. They are under contemplation that a Brahmin can be, I want to say, seeing by birthright. No. No. Brahmin is by qualification. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That is the verdict of Krishna. We are concerned with Krishna, not any other else. Krishna says, Chakut Varnam Maya Sishtam Guna Karma Vibhavas. By division of quality and guna and work. One must have the symptoms, the quality of a Brahmin and work as a Brahmin. Not that quality will be tested by work. Suppose if you are in India, you have got the quality of it. But if you sit down at home, what is your value? You must be engaged in some Indian work. Suppose you are a lawyer, and if you don't go to the court and sleep at your home, then what is the worth of your studying law? Therefore, guna karma. One should not be simply qualified as engineer or lawyer, but he must work also as engineer, as lawyer. Then he is bona fide. Similarly, unless you work as a Brahmin, just simply saying that I am a Brahmin, what is wealth? Useless. Therefore, Krishna says, guna karma vibhavata. There must be quality and work also. So here, we are qualifying the students to be raised in the Brahminical platform and they are working also as Brahmin. How they are working as Brahmin? Because they are fully engaged in Parabrahma service, Krishna service, therefore they are Brahmin. Brahma Jalati iti Brahma. Without knowing, nobody can render service. They are not rendering service in the here. They are serving Krishna, actually. Here is sitting Krishna, Radharana. Therefore, they are Brahmin by quality and work. Guna karma vibhav. So, this is param sattam dhimai. They are worshipping the Supreme Truth, Krishna. Krishna is the absolute truth. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Jati Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Cause of all causes. Relative truth is the effect of the absolute truth. But he is absolute truth. He is the supreme cause. And everything is effect. Cause of all causes. Sarva karana karana. Prasatta sauta bhyam. And how these things can be executed? Yamena niyamena va. Yam yam. The practice of yoga is based on this principle of yam yam. Regulation. Controlling regulation. Regulation cannot be executed without control. Therefore, yamena niyamena va. These are the process. If you want to elevate the our topic began, the people are suffering. Although one knows that this is not good, what I am doing, he has heard, he has seen also the effect of it. The same example. A man who has stolen some property. He is arrested. And he knew it, that if I steal, I will be punished. But he has done it, the same thing. He knew it. He heard it from the police courts or from the shastras. The stealing is not good. He knew it. He heard it from authorities. He still has done it. So Prakriti's question is, what is this atonement? If it's although knowing and hearing, completely knowledge, still he is forced to do something, to steal, or to something criminal, then what is the use of putting him into the jail or atonement? He will come again and again do this something. Therefore, he is saying that actually atonement is knowledge. So why I am stealing? What is the use? Vimarsanam. Prasittam vimarsanam. Vimarsanam means to be thoughtful, without being thoughtful, philosopher. How one can understand what is his position? Thoughtful. And that thoughtfulness comprehends so many things. Tapasya. One has to learn it by tapasya. Just like if one wants to pass any examination, then he has to go to school, follow the principles of the schools, college, studies, take some pains. Then gradually he'll come to pass any student. And if he plays all the day on the street, how he can? That's not possible. Therefore, the process is being explained by Sukadeva Goswami. Tapasā, first thing is tapasā, austerity. Even if it is painful, austerity is painful. Brahmacharya is painful. Because we want unnecessary to do everything. But no, as soon as it is regulated, it appears to be painful. When it is practiced, it is not painful. One brahmachari in Indian city, in severe cold, he was sleeping in the open air without any covering. And it was severe cold. But it is practice. During Magh Mela, many friendly persons come there on the bank of the Ganges. This year we had our own camp, we have seen. The whole night they are sitting in the open air without any covers. They practice. The practice means if you undergo austerity, tapasya, everything will be practiced. There is a Bengali proverb. Sharire nam mahasa. Mahasa is a word used in India. A very respectable gentleman. Mahasa. This sharir, this body is mahasa. Jasa ave taisa. Whatever you practice, it will be accepted. So practice. So here, this Krishna consciousness movement is bringing them to the practice. Therefore, you find so nice boys and girls. The practice. As soon as they are neglectful to the practice, it falls down. They cannot stay. Immediately goes up. That is called austerity, tapasya, practice, practical life. So these are the processes. Tapasā brahmacarjīna samena dameena tyāgīna samat satta saucha bhyāṁ jameena niyaveena va. Deho bāda buddhijaṁ dhīra dharmagyā sadhyānitaḥ kipanti abhaṁ mahadapi venu gulma mibānala. Venu gulma yavana. That's why there is a jungle. So many unwanted creepers. So you set fire. Everything will be burnt into ashes and it will be filled with clear, clean. So it is said, Dehovad buddhijanga dhira dharmagya sadhyani. Those who are dhira, dhira and adhira. Dhira means sober. And adhira means extravagant. There are two classes of men. Dhira and adhira. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking of the dhira. And who is dhira? Dhira means, in spite of provocation, in spite of something present which agitates the mind, one remains, in his position, steady. He is called dhira. The dhira example is given by Kalidas Pandit, a great poet in India. sakit pa lang lang ego. He has written one book, Kumara Sambhava. In our college, we read that book in Sanskrit class. Kumara Sambhava. So he has given one example of Dhira about Lord Shiva Mahadev. He was meditating, and the demigods, they had a plan that the demons are fighting with us, he has been defeated. We want a commander-in-chief who must be born out of the stamina of Lord Shiva. But he was in meditation. So how to do it? So Parvati, she was sent, she was young girl, and she was worshipping the genital of Lord Shiva. So the young girl touching the genital, and she is present, but still Lord Shiva was in meditation. So Kalidas, here is the example of Dhira. He is called Dhira. In spite of presence of a young girl, touching the genital, he is there. I mean, this guy. This guy, Haridas Thakur. Your heart is Haridas Thakur. You are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And somebody wanted to cut down your young man. So young prostitutes were sent a dead of night. And she proposed. Haridas Thakur said, yes, it is very nice proposal. Please sit down. Let me finish my chanting. And I shall enjoy. So it became morning. The prostitute became Sparta, and Haridas Thakur replied, I am very sorry, I could not finish my chanting. Please come this night. The first night, second night, third night, the prostitute fell down on his feet and said, sir, this was my intention. I was induced to do this act by some man who is your enemy. So kindly excuse me. So Haridas Thakur replied, I knew that. But because you came to me, therefore I allowed you to come here 3 days, so that you may be converted to your devotee. So, now take this. Chanting this, you sit down, go on chanting, I am leaving. Here is another dhira. So, here it is said, Dehobhāda buddhijanga dhira karma jñāna. One who has control, deha, the body, ba, the words, buddhi, intelligence, deha dhira. So this dhira only, this Tridandi sannyas means to become dhira, controlling, sarir, deha, the body, vaak, words, and intelligence. These things should be utilized. How? By dhira, those who are dhira, dharmagya, one who knows actually the principle of religion, dharmagya. Deho vād buddhijaṁ dhīrā dharmakā sadhyānita. Kipanti aghaṁ mahadapi. So, because our life is continuously committing sinful activities. From time immemorial, we do not know when it began. evolution, many births. Therefore, this life is meant for rectifying all mistakes that we had committed in our previous life or in this life. How? By this process. Kipanti Aghang. Aghang means the resultant action of sinful life. Mahadabhi, although it is very great. Mahadabhi, how? Venu Galmo, Venu Gulmo Ivanala. Just like if you set fire to the unwanted grass and creepers in the field, you set fire and they will be all burned. Similarly, by this process, Tapasad, Brahmacharya, no? You can liquidate all of your sinful activities of life and you become purified. So, the next process, another alternative process, is being suggested by Sukadeva Goswami. Keti kevalayam bhaktya vasudeva parayana abham dhunnanti kastina nihara mibubhasta. Keti, not all. Keti means somebody. Somebody, not all. Generally, people understand austerity or pious life by this process. What is that? Brahmacharya, sama, dama, jam, niyam, tyag, renunciation. It is very pious. But another element, keti, that is also keti, not all. Keti means somebody. Keti kevalaya bhakta. Simply by pure devotional service. Simply by pure devotional service, vasudeva parayana. I am inclined to Vasudeva, Krishna. Vasudeva parayana. Or somebody simply by becoming Krishna conscious. Abham dhunnanti, they kill all resultant action of sinful life. Dhunnanti. Abham dhunnanti, kastrena, wholesale. How it is? Niharam iva bhaskara. Just like there is fog. And as well as the sun rises, whole fog gone, finished. Very good example. The fog is dense. We cannot see the next person. It is so dangerous. When there is fog in the ocean, they stop on the sea as experience. And the aeroplane, sometimes they clap. They move very carefully. It is very dangerous. Fog. Good. But as soon as there is sunlight somewhere or other, everything finishes. Similarly, somewhere or other, if you take to Krishna consciousness, all these sinful reactions of your life immediately finish like the fall. This process is accepted, Keshi, somebody, very fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Eirupe Brahmanna Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Rata Ji. The Krishna consciousness is not for ordinary person. It is meant for very, very fortunate person. But simply by accepting one thing, Krishna consciousness, he finishes all business of brahmacharya, tyag, jam, niyam, sama, sama, everything. Sukadeva Goswami is prescribing keshi kevalayava, kevala bhakta. Kevala bhakti, there is no mixture. Keval means only. Pure devotional service. What is that pure devotional service? Annamilasita sannam jnana karmadana abhritam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. No other desire than to please Krishna. Not that I have become a devotee, now my income will increase. Or I shall be. That will come automatically. You want money to increase your income, to become happy, but if you take to Krishna consciousness, automatically you will be so happy that you neglect to collect money. That will automatically come. There is no need of separate endeavor. Happiness will come. Janglabhya, just like Dhruva Maharaj. You are so lamenting. Those are recording, transcribing my tape. How he was lamenting. That how foolish I was that I took the devotional service with the desire for some material profit. There's so much repentance. So that is another profit of the devotee. For material profit, somebody goes to somebody, some boss, some rich man, some demigod, some powerful man. But a devotee does not go anywhere. He goes to Krishna only. Even if he has got material desires. That is the advantage. This advantage. That if you go to Krishna for some material advantage, then they will come. He'll forget that material advantage. Just like Bhagavan. He was repentant. That I came to Krishna for asking some material. The example is given just like one has pleased a very big rich man. And the rich man said, all right, you ask me whatever you want, I shall give you. So, when he is asked to beg, so whatever you want, that if you ask, that give me some broken rice grains. Is a very good proposal. And if he is asking that you can ask anything else, he is a rich man asking for millions of dollars or something like that. But instead of you to ask for your foolishness, that please give me some broken grains of rice. So similarly, to go to Krishna and to ask for some material benefit is exactly like this, to go to some rich man and ask from him, please give me some broken grains of rice. Why one should ask for material happiness from Krishna? Material happiness will roll on his feet. Please tell me, please say. These Krishna consciousness, boys and girls, in 60 centers, just see how they are materially opulent. They are living in the best house. They are eating the best food. They are in best consciousness. They have got the best hope. Everything best. Their feature of body is best. What do you want? Material happiness more than this. They have got wife, children, happiness, hope, everything. Full. So material happiness is nothing to a Krishna conscious person. He gets automatically by the grace of Krishna. There is no need of asking for it. Simply be steady to ask Krishna, please engage me in your service. Anukullena Krishna answer. How Krishna will be satisfied? Then your satisfaction will automatically come. Don't bother for material happiness. Thank you very much.
کہ وہ ان کا کام آپ کا خود نہیں ہے, اب اس کے لیے میڈیٹیشن کریے, میڈیٹیشن کرتے رہتے ہیں, ان کا کام بتاتے ہیں, ان کا کام کیا ہے, پن کیا مل لیا, پن کر مل لیا, پن پر پن مانو مجھے یہ بتا دیتے ہیں, اس کو بھی جتنا مزید ہو اس کے بعد آتا ہوں اسے کیا ہے یہ سمجھ. تو یہاں ڈہلی میں تو آپ کے پاس دو منٹ بھی بات کرتی ہے سر, آپ نے لکی کہہ دیا, میں اتنے خوش ہوتا رہتا ہوں کہ
ادھر یہ لوگ 24 آورس میڈیٹیشن, اس سے بات میڈیٹیشن ہو ہی نہیں سکتی. ٹاپک